Oh, brothers, no mas will have you, no mas will to see, oh, oh, brothers, no mas will have you, no mas will to attention. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك یا نور اللہ. حضرت سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ had mentioned, none of your dua would reach the skies until and unless you do not add درود صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madini channel, once again we would like to welcome you to this beautiful silsila on Madini channel known as the Laws of Salah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, previously we have discussed and covered many, many aspects as far as the importance and the virtues of Salah is concerned. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Today as well, we will speak about the importance of Jama'at, the blessings and significance of Jama'at. But before we hear anything, a humble appeal to the viewers of Madini channel, that without any good intention, there is no reward. Therefore, inshallah, make as much as good intentions you can. I make intention that whatever I'm going to deliver today is for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا. Convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. You as well, dear viewers of Madini channel, make this intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I am also going to listen and watch this beautiful silsila on Madini channel, so that I could learn the deen. And whatever good I will hear, I will convey to others. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. In the previous episode, we did mention the importance of Jama'at and the current condition of Muslims. How neglectful we are. How irresponsible we are. How careless as Muslims we are, that the adhan would be going. Time of salah has approached, but we would not leave our trades. We would not leave our businesses. We cannot leave our busyness. We are busy for the dunya, but for Islam and for the deen, we don't have enough time to go to the masjid and perform our salah ba jama'at. We as well heard some beautiful verses from the Holy Quran regarding this subject. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today as well, this program commences with a few verses from the Holy Quran, and we will also listen to some ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, in which the Muslims are encouraged to perform their salah with jama'at. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن أقيموا الصلاة واتقوه وهو الذي إليه تحشرون. And to keep the obligatory prayer established and to fear him, and it is to him that you are to be raised. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, in Surah Al-An'am, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that we should keep the salah established. And the second order is that we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Surely if you will fear Allah Azza wa Jal, if you will fear your Rabb, if you will have khawf-e-khuda in your heart, nothing would stop you from performing your salah. Why? Why are you forgetting that Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding you over and over in different ayat in the Holy Quran that to Him you are to be raised. To Him you are to be raised and returned. So if you are going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are going to be raised towards your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, with what face will you stand before your Creator? That you haven't performed your salah? Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to another beautiful verse in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation from Kanzul Iman, guard all your prayers and the middle prayer and stand with reverence before Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the order to guard our middle prayer. Where are we going to guard our middle prayer? While we don't have the time to guard any of our prayers. Allahu Akbar, we are so lazy, out of laziness, out of ignorance and negligence. The time of salah comes and goes. But we don't have any pain in our heart. We don't have any khawfi khuda in our heart. We don't have any love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because this is just a lip service to say that you are the follower of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. True followers, as we discussed in the previous episodes, dear viewers of Madani channel, that those who are the true followers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not miss the congregational prayers. They would not miss the salahs. The time of salah would come and go. They would not allow that. Rather, as the time of salah approaches, these lovers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will shut down all their businesses, will close down everything that they are doing. They will free themselves from the worldly affairs, and they will indeed rush to the masjid, and they will surely perform salah with jama'at. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many, many blessings. There are many, many virtues about namaz with jama'at. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful hadith, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, the coolness of my eyes lays in salah. Allahu Akbar. Now, who would be that lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who would not like to provide comfort and coolness to the beloved and beautiful secret eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Therefore, by offering salah regularly, we should provide coolness to the eyes and sight of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and make ourselves deserving of the virtues and blessings of salah mentioned in the blessed ahadith. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, how can you say that you are a ashiq-e rasul whilst on the other hand you are doing the complete opposite thing? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that salah is the coolness of my eyes. So why don't you become that person who makes the statement that I am a ashiq-e rasul, I am the lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Then indeed perform salah in abundance. Don't miss your namaz, don't miss your jama'at. Because every time you perform your salah, in other words, you are sending coolness to the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encouraged many a times for offering salah and to be present in the masjid for congregational prayers, as long as with mentioning its virtues and excellences. Allahu Akbar. So now let's listen to a few ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Allahu Akbar. In other words, it means the parts of land which is extremely dearest to Allah Azza wa Jal in populated areas are the masajid. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the parts most hateful to Allah Azza wa Jal are the marketplace. And this hadith is quoted in Muslim Sharif. Allahu Akbar. In other words, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the surface of this earth, the most populated areas, if it is the masajid, if it is the mosques, the places where prayers have been established, then that portion of the earth is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most populated areas, if it is the marketplace, then that area is the most hated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The ball is in your court. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, unfortunately, the masajids have become empty. The places where trades are done, where businesses are done on a regular basis, has become more populated with the Muslims. And the place which is the safest place to be, in other words, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, where one enters and finds tranquility of the heart, where one enters and finds satisfaction of the heart and satisfaction towards his soul, that place has become empty. But the place where shaitan overpowers a person, that place which is the most dangerous place to go according to many, many ahadith, which is known as the marketplace, people intend to go there more with proper intentions, with full attention, wholeheartedly. We would like to tour the marketplaces, but very seldom we enter the masjid. Allahu Akbar. We don't have any encouragement. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen to these ahadith and become enthusiastic. Encourage yourself. Encourage the youth, your neighbors, your children, your cousins, your family members to go to the masjid. We need to develop this habit to perform our salah with jama'at, so that you could save your coming generations. You could make your coming generations namazis, your progenies as namazis and worshippers. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to another hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever would go to a masjid in the morning or evening as many times, Allah Azza wa Jal will arrange a feast for him in the morning or evening in Jannah. Subhanallah. This hadith is also quoted in Muslim Sharif. How beautiful is this hadith? It is a guarantee by the beloved Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that person who goes to the masjid in the mornings and towards the evenings, that person who is regular towards the masajid, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam promises that person that Allah azza wa jal will arrange a feast for him in Jannah. Subhanallah. How beautiful, dear views of Madini Channel. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has further stated in another hadith, سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Allahu Akbar. 7 types of people will be granted shade by Allah Azza wa Jal. So they will be under His shade on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. Allahu Akbar. Then mentioning about those 7 people, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, وَرَجُلٌ كَانَ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقًا بِالْمَسْجِدِ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ. A man will be under the divine shade whose heart is attached to the masjid even he leaves from there until he returns. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, have you not heard this beautiful hadith that I have just mentioned to you? Allahu Akbar. That there are 7 types of people that will be granted shade on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And from amongst them, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the category of one person from amongst those 7 people. That from amongst those 7 people, there is a quality, and the special quality is of that Muslim that whose heart was attached to the masjid. Subhanallah. His heart had a special connection like a magnet to the masjid. That wo masjid to jata tha, namaz padhne ke baad jab farigh ho ke chala jata, he would not be able to wait when again will the time of salah approach so that again he could go to the masjid. Subhanallah. When will the time of salah approach again? Taake phir main masjid jaun, پھر میں اللہ کے بارگاہ میں سجدہ کروں. اللہ اکبر. فار سچ اے پرسن آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ وین دے ول بی نو شیڈو دے ول بی نو شیڈ اللہ اکبر ایکسپٹ دا شیڈ آف پرووائڈیڈ بائی اللہ عز و جل. دس پرسن ہوز ہارٹ از کنیکٹڈ ٹو دا مسجد ہی ول بی انڈر دا شیڈ. سبحان اللہ. Is this not enough for us to be enthusiastic towards Salah? Is this not enough for us to be encouraged that from now onwards, aaj ke baad se hum tahe dil se toba kar lein ki hum koi namaz nahi chhodenge. Leave alone leaving namaz, hum jamaat nahi chhodenge. Today's topic is more about jamaat. So why do we abandon our jamaat, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar. Now, we will also listen to another few more ahadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. Al-ab'adu fal-ab'adu minal masjidi a'azamu ajran. The one who lives away from a masjid attains more reward. Attains more reward. And the one who lives further from the masjid will attain more greater reward. Subhanallah. Listen, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu had reported. There were some plots vacant around Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Banu Salma decided to shift to this land which was closer to Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and come near the masjid. This news reached the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he said to them, Banu Salma, I have received information that you intended to shift near the masjid. You have chosen to shift from where you are currently and you have planned to come near to my masjid. Allahu Akbar. They said yes to the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have taken this decision upon this. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Banu Salma, live in your houses for your steps are recorded. And again, the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam repeated the very same sentence. Banu Salma said, then we decided not to like to shift. We gave up the idea of shifting near the masjid because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there is more reward for us. Every step that we take, it will be recorded. And we are going to be rewarded for every step that we take from the distance that we live to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. This blessed hadith, which is quoted in Sahih Muslim Sharif, teaches us that the further you are from the masjid, there is much more reward for you. But unfortunately, this is our laziness. This is our issue and our inner problem that we are not connected to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because we are on a little distance, yet we have vehicles available, we have bicycles or we have whatever forms of transportation available, we still find it difficult to go to the masjid and perform salah with jama'at. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, through attaining congregational prayer occupies a great excellence and it is a remarkable deed. One should also remember that it is forbidden to run in the masjid. This is a very beautiful mas'ala that nowadays we see people doing this, that when we go to the masjid and if jama'at has begun, then people start to run in the masjid. They rush towards the masjid. And this is forbidden. One should not run in the masjid to join the congregational prayer or to catch up with the rakat. Talking about this ruling and manners of the masjid in Malfuzat Sharif, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has said, to run or step heavily in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that produces a lot of noise is haram. It is forbidden. So we should come to the masjid for salah at such a time that we can easily attain congregational prayers without making haste, without hasting, without running in the masjid. Some people continue their conversations of work even after azan. Azan had gone, but they are busy talking about the worldly affairs, about their businesses, about this issue and that issue. And as they hear iqama, immediately they leave their conversation and now they are stepping in the masjid by making heavy, heavy noises, running towards jama'at. This is extremely wrong. We should not develop this kind of habit, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is totally forbidden. that one should make noise in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you should go before time, leave everything aside, perform your sunnah salah, and then you should wait for jama'ah. And when iqamah is given, then with respect, you should wake up and go towards the saf. And you should join the saf in this manner. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do not come for salah by running. Instead, come to the masjid being calm and relaxed as per routine. Allahu Akbar. Then the number of raka'at you get, offer them with jama'at. And those which you miss, complete them after the imam makes his salam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is teaching us how to respect the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the glorious Quran and ahadith, where many virtues are blessings are mentioned regarding offering salah, strict warnings have also been stated about abandoning salah. It is stated in a verse in Surah Maryam. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And after them came the unworthy successors who squandered prayer and persuaded their own desires. So they will soon encounter the jungle of ghay in hell. Allahu Akbar. Ghay has been mentioned meaning a valley of hell. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has said, ghay is a valley in hell which is the hottest and the deepest of all. It has a well named Hab-Hab. When the fire of hell is about to be put off, Allah Azza wa Jal opens this well, due to which the fire of hell intensifies. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has said, translation from Kanzul Iman, whenever it is about to extinguish, we will inflame it more for them. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, furthermore, it is stated, this well is for those who abandon salah, for those who leave their salah, for those who miss their jama'at, for the fornicators, for the drunkards, for those who hurt the hearts of their parents. Allahu Akbar. Remember, to abandon even one salah deliberately is a grave sin. It is stated in Fatawa Radhiya Sharif, the one who deliberately abandons even one salah deserves to be thrown into hell for thousands of years until he repents for it and makes qada. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just imagine when one has to live in hell for thousands of years due to abandoning one salah. So the one who deliberately abandons all his salahs, Allahu Akbar, what will be his condition? Rather, he has this evil habit that he does not offer his salah at all. He never performs his salah at all. What will be this person's condition? What a severe torment he will suffer from. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, as soon as possible, even from today, dear viewers of Madani channel, repent from the grave sin of abandoning salah. Furthermore, with the intention of offering salah regularly, make an intention for qada salah. For the salahs, for the namazes that you have missed, you need to make qada for them. Otherwise, remember, no one can tolerate the torment of hell at any cost. It has been narrated that the person upon whom the lightest torment of hell will be inflicted will feel the pain of this torment so much so that he will think that the most painful torment is being inflicted to me alone. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the lightest torment in hell, in Jahannam, will be given to a person, but when it will be inflicted upon that person, he will feel that I have got the most heaviest torment and punishment in hell. Allahu Akbar. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, one from amongst the dwellers of hell to whom the slightest punishment will be given will be made to wear the shoes of fire, causing his brains to boil. Allahu Akbar. The slightest punishment will be this, that he will be given a shoe to wear which will be made out of fire. Allahu Akbar. Come, dear viewers of Madani Channel, now time has come for us to stop all these bad habits. We need to stop doing all these bad habits that we have developed by these years. Repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is your chance, that Dawati Islami is at your door. Join these Madani Qafilas. Join the beautiful Ijtima'ats held by Dawati Islami. The weekly Ijtima'ats of Dawati Islami held every Thursday at your nearest vacancy, at your nearest location. Attend these congregations. Perform your Salah with Jama'at. Surely you will find an inner change in you. With this few words, I'd like to terminate. Do not forget, what is your Madani mission? Our Madani mission is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyallah.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.